Let's hear it then. Who was the winner of the Jollof Off?
Thank you so much, everyone. So tell me
I'm speaking to the winner representing Ghana. Woo-hoo! How are you today?
I'm blessed indeed. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. My belly is full.
Ah, thank God.
Now tell me about the event that we're at and how it feels to be the winner.
Oh, it feels great. First of all, I want to say thank you to Karibu for organizing such a beautiful thing for us to display our, you know, delicacies. And I am a caterer in Ipswich. I cater for birthday parties, weddings, and I supply some shops and some shops in the UK. So when I heard of Karibu, you know, a competition of a jollof rice, I thought, oh, Ghana has to represent, you know. And I did represent. And when I was coming, I prayed, I said, Lord, I know there are going to be a lot of beautiful people displaying their own, but let mine be outstanding. And yeah, I got it.
Now, you mentioned that you're a caterer.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about your business. How long have you been a caterer for?
Okay, so I have Guardian Foods, and I do catering as DZ Bespoke Catering. Guardian Foods started in 2019. Before, it was only producing sauces, but now we've added catering. So we supply people meat pies, chicken pie, fish pie, the African way. And then our jollof rice, our fried rice, our wache, our shito, all you will find them in DZ Bespoke Catering.
Amazing. Well done, winner.
Thank you.
How will you go and enjoy being, you know, representing Ghana as the winner of the jollof rice off?
Well, I'm going to enjoy myself, really. And I'm not going to brag about it because I appreciate other people's cooking.
And but also, it was quite tight with winning.
It was tight. Apparently, they came second last year. Oh. You see? So for me to overtake them, it was great. Yeah. It was